หลวงพ่อ asks whether there's a van from another province that come and study today. In the past, หลวงพ่อ would go and visit and study from his teacher once a month. When there's a long holiday.หลวงพ่อ went and stay with some teacher at Sulin, sometime go to Nong Khai province, sometime go and study at Chiang Dao with Luong Pu Sim. After learning from those great teachersหลวงพ่อ came back and practice. The great teacher would give homework just like หลวงพ่อ gave us homework, and we have to หลวงพ่อ had to go and turn in homework. So the great teacher would guide how the practice goAnd the great teachers in the past, they don't explain too much. They tell very little. Some Dhamma lesson are just difficult to understand. Luong Pa Put, one of Luong Pa teachers, would be the one who described those Dhamma to Luong Pa.หลวงพ่อ telling a story about หลวงปู่ดูลหลวงปู่ดูล when หลวงปู่ดูล teach หลวงพ่อหลวงปู่ดูล would teach little by little only give หลวงพ่อ the lesson to the next point of หลวงพ่อ practice and หลวงปู่ดูล also did not speak or teach too muchหลวงปู่ดูลย์ would say your practice is wrong, but หลวงปู่ดูลย์ would not say why is it wrong, in what way that it's wrong. หลวงพ่อ had to come back and consider what's wrong with his practice, and at that time หลวงพ่อ put did not help and guide หลวงพ่อBut หลวงพ่อ back then can find his own way to be on the right path. Like sometime, one time, หลวงปู่ดูลย์ told หลวงพ่อ go and observe your mind. Don't interfere. Don't fabricate. Don't control your mind. You only observe you.You would not tell your mind not to do this, do that. Don't be this way, be that way. The mind fabricate good feeling, bad feeling, happiness, unhappiness. Just observe. The mind become restless. The mind become saddened. Whatever the mind is, just observe it as it is.So after หลวงพ่อ see the mind as it is, only 4 months หลวงพ่อ understand how to practice Dhamma. And after หลวงพ่อ understand, หลวงปู่ดูลย์ told หลวงพ่อ you don't have to come and see me anymore. You can take care of yourself. But of course, หลวงพ่อ would go and visit หลวงปู่ดูลย์ every few months.There was a time where Luong Pu had to come and have treatment for his sickness. That is when Luong Pu can go and visit Luong Pu every week. The last time Luong Pu went to see Luong Pu is 36 days before Luong Pu passed away. That last lesson Luong Pu taught Luong Pu a lot of lessons.หลวงปู่ทอด how the universe forms itself, how the mind forms itself, how the mind works. And Long Pu taught Long Pa to the end of the practice. And the lesson go this way. Remember, when you see the observer, you have to destroy that observer. Then your mind become truly pure. Long Pu then asked Long Pa, do you understand? But Long Pa say, I do not understand, but I will remember it and I will practice it. And then Long Pa would pay respect to Long Pu. And when Long Pa was about to leave, Long Pa walk away, and then Long Pa has to turn and look at Long Pu a few times. Long Pa smile, know that this will be the last time Long Pa will see Long Pu. The next day, Long Pa came and visit Long Pa Put. Long Pa Put then asked Long Pa. Long Pa Put call Long Pa. The practitioner, the Dhamma practitioner. Long Pu Sim would call Long Pa, the observer, like a Buddha. Long Pu Pun Chan is the only one Long Pa never met but know Long Pa's name. So the next day, Long Pa came from Sulin to pay respect to Long Pa Put. Long Pa Put then asked, so the practitioner, this time what did Long Pu teach you? And Long Pa said, Long Pu said, see the observer, destroy the observer, the mind will become truly pure. Long Pa Put then repeat, see the observer, destroy the observer, see the mind, destroy the mind. The mind will then get truly purified. See the observer. See the mind. See the observer. See the mind. Destroy them all. That's the ultimate lesson for Dhamma practice. Then Long Pa Put told Long Pa that 7 days ago, Long Pa Put went to see Long Pu Dun. And Long Pu Dun actually taught Long Pa Put this exact same lesson. One week before teaching Long Pa, there are only 2 persons that Long Pu Dun taught this lesson to, Long Pa Put and Long Pa. So Long Pa Put then described that describing the mind, destroying the mind, destroying the observer means let it go. It does not mean explode it, destroy it, literally. The observer, the mind that can observe, is like a ship. If you are in the middle of the ocean, you need that ship to get to the shore, so you cannot literally destroy the ship. Long Pa Put said, this is the ultimate lesson for Dhamma practice, destroying the mind that can observe is to let it go. But Long Pa Put did not tell Long Pa how to let it go. Then Long Pa Put said, you and me, let's make an agreement who can destroy the mind that is the observer, who can destroy it first, we would come back and share how we do it. Then หลวงพ่อ thought about why หลวงพ่อพุทธ would want to make that agreement. And the reason is because หลวงพ่อ is หลวงปู่ดูลย์ student. หลวงพ่อพุทธ cannot actually teach หลวงปู่ดูลย์ student without his permission. So instead of หลวงพ่อพุทธ saying I will teach you, หลวงพ่อพุทธ would say,Let's make an agreement who can destroy it first. We gonna come and share it. หลวงพ่อ then understand the reason why หลวงพ่อ would want to make that agreement. And หลวงพ่อ was sure that หลวงพ่อ would be able to destroy it first. Many years later, หลวงพ่อ went and paid a visit to หลวงพ่อพุทธBut หลวงพ่อพุทธ has some kind of cancer in his throat. Because หลวงพ่อพุทธ teach too many lessons, speak too much. And หลวงพ่อ suspect that the reason behind his sickness is because too many students go at any time and หลวงปู่would teach them.So much speaking all the time make หลวงปู่ throat become cancerous. So when หลวงพ่อพุทธ got that cancer, หลวงพ่อพุทธ move away from his what. So when หลวงพ่อ went and visit หลวงพ่อพุทธ หลวงพ่อพุทธ was not there anymore. หลวงพ่อ cannot find หลวงพ่อพุทธWhen หลวงพ่อ went on a trip, หลวงพ่อ would just go to หลวงพ่อพุทธ place and pay respect at that place without actually meeting หลวงพ่อพุทธ many years later, about a month before หลวงพ่อพุทธ passed away, หลวงพ่อพุทธ came and gave a lessonteach at หลวงพ่อ workplace หลวงพ่อ went there and sit and listen to หลวงพ่อพุทธ teaching at the end of the teaching หลวงพ่อ went and talk to หลวงพ่อพุทธหลวงพ่อ said I haven't met you for a long time but หลวงพ่อพุทธ said I remember you not too many practitioners out thereThen หลวงพ่อ said, I have not been able to destroy the mind that observe yet. And then หลวงพ่อพุทธ mind become immensely powerful. หลวงพ่อพุทธ say, the mind that observe is like an egg. When the chicken inside the egg grow old enough, it will destroy the shell and come out on its own.หลวงพ่อ then know หลวงพ่อพุทธ has fulfilled his agreement so หลวงพ่อ pay respect to หลวงพ่อพุทธ and หลวงพ่อ come downstairs in a few moments later the car that take หลวงพ่อพุทธ would pass and หลวงพ่อพุทธ roll down the window and หลวงพ่อพุทธ nod at หลวงพ่อThat was the last time หลวงพ่อ saw หลวงพ่อพุทธ and หลวงพ่อ mind know that was the last time with the guidance of the great teachers the mind is like an egg when the chicken inside grow old enough it will destroy the shell and come out on its ownAnd then หลวงพ่อ keep practicing. หลวงพ่อ then became a monk. And after a few years of practice, หลวงพ่อ mind would not destroy its shell. And during หลวงพ่อ practice, หลวงพ่อ's mind can let go of itself, but it would pick it up immediately. let go and pick up, let go and pick up. It cannot truly let go. หลวงพ่อ might feel that there is one thing lacking in his mind. And if the mind still lack that part, then the mind cannot destroy its shell. But หลวงพ่อ did not know at that time what is lacking, what is missing. And then หลวงพ่อ said, back then nobody taught หลวงพ่อ, so หลวงพ่อ should not tell you all. But หลวงพ่อ then said, หลวงพ่อ has already told us the missing component is the mind lack the true knowledge of the Four Noble Truths. When you practice enough, when หลวงพ่อ practice enough, the mind would not get possessed by those defilements. The mind always become a stable observer. The mind can see all phenomena. The mind has all the peaceful feeling. The mind is truly calm. The mind is very happy. Until one day, หลวงพ่อ mind, it's time for หลวงพ่อ's mind to learn that the mind that is the observer is itself suffering to see that truth, to see that the mind itself really is suffering itself. This is the most difficult part in Dhamma practice, because the mind was trained in a way that the mind becomes so good. If the mind is just happy, calm, peaceful, and stable, and can observe all the phenomena that occur. There was one time, Long Pu was sitting on that chair, and Long Pa was sitting down, listening to Long Pu. When Long Pu said, I have come to this understanding that most of the Dhamma practitioner is actually a giant ghost. But the giant ghost in Long Pu Dun's meaning means it's Brahma. Actually, Anakami is the third stage of enlightenment. And those big ghosts, those Brahma, cannot continue their practice. And the reason is those practitioners cannot see that the mind is in itself suffering. The mind does not truly know the noble truth, that the mind is dukkha itself. And that is called, in a formal way, the mind that is ignorance. Long Po Put said, the mind is like a chicken in an egg shell. When it grow old enough, it will destroy the shell. Long Ta Mahabua said, the mind that is a stable observer is itself the mind that is ignorance. When a mind does not truly know the Four Noble Truths, the mind would not truly know the responsibility, the task to do with dukkha. What is dukkha? What to do with dukkha? And at the end of your task for dukkha, what would be the result? So, this would apply to all Four Noble Truths. Suffering. The cause of suffering, the end of suffering, and the path to the end of suffering. To learn the truth. to destroy the cause of suffering and to make the mind enlightened. And that's the end of suffering and the path to walk to the end of suffering. When some great teacher see that the mind is truly temporary, then the mind can truly let go of itself and become enlightened in the highest stage. Some great teacher would see that the mind is actually not a self, uncontrollable, anatta. And that's also how one can get to the highest enlightenment. Or the mind see that the mind truly is suffering. So there are three different ways that the mind can see and let go and become truly enlightened. So Long Pa summarized, just keep observing your mind, just keep observing your body until the mind learn enough that you see feeling, good feeling, bad feeling, happiness, unhappiness occur to the mind. Sometimes the body is not sick, but the mind is unhappy. Thus a feeling would occur, could occur both to the body and the mind. Memory, a recognition. Memory means you remember this is green, this is red. And recognition means you see something and you can tell it's green or it's red. Most of us here, most of you here, would recognize things in a wrong way. Like when we see ourselves, our body, we think that this is us. When we practice Dhamma in Vipassana practice, when we have the mind that is a stable observer, we can see that this is body is something. And if we can actually see this phenomenon that occur to the body and the mind in the correct way, the mind would have the correct recognition of itself. The mind has to see the body and the mind in a three common characteristic. If the mind can only see or observe body and mind, that's not Vipassana yet. To truly have wisdom practice, you have to see, the mind has to be able to see that the mind and the body has these three common characteristics. When somebody do walking practice or breathing practice, if the mind only see the body that move or see the movement of the body but don't see the three common characteristics of the body, then that is not Vipassana. When we see our mind, only when we see that the mind keep changing, the mind is suffering, the mind is uncontrollable, the mind is not self, we see that we breathe, the body breathe in and out to let go of this suffering from breathing in and breathing out. So we have to breathing out and breathing in. Only when we see that, and only when we see that the body is not our body, it's just some kind of matter that have to take in something and take out something, like the air that we breathe, the food that we eat. So only when we see the mind and the body in three common characteristics, one of the three common characteristics, then that is wisdom practice or Vipassana practice. We see the mind, that the mind keep moving, keep changing on its own. It's all temporary, it all keep changing, it all anti-self, uncontrollable. If only when we see that those characteristics is when we do wisdom practice. If you only see your body and your mind and just see them, it's not Vipassana or wisdom practice yet. So you need, your mind needs to have a correct recognition, and the correct recognition of the body and the mind would lead to seeing the three common characteristics of the body and the mind. When the mind can automatically see this characteristic on its own without any intention, that is when the mind truly do the wisdom practice. The fourth, Longpa summarize, you know, the body, the feeling, the memory. The fourth one is the fabrication of the mind. Fabricate good or bad states or phenomenon. When the mind fabricate, it is called sankhara, goodness, badness, evil thought. All of this fabrication of the mind. For example, you want to come and study and listen to Dhamma lesson. The mind is in a good state. After listening for a while, the mind become lazy. The mind become in a bad state. Or if the mind just stay still, does not move at all, it become samatha kamathan. Because the mind that does not see the three common characteristics is not the mind that can do wisdom practice. When the mind can see the three characteristics, then the mind can practice wisdom practice. All practice have the same principle, and that is to see the mind in three common characteristics. And the last one is the mind itself. The mind arises in your ear, in your eyes, in your mouth, to observe, to sense all this contact. And the mind would fall. The mind that come and observe would fall where it arises. Now when the mind sees some object, the mind see that's an object, and the mind has another part that can actually observe. We call that the mind that become an observer. The mind that can become an observer, the mind would be separated from all these emotions and objects that the mind come in contact with. Everything come and go, everything come and go, the mind just observe. When the mind can get into to that state, then the mind would truly learn that the natural, the nature of the mind is to observe, is to sense. If you can see that true nature, you see, your mind is not really the core of the mind. Your mind is possessed with greed, with good and bad feeling. Only when the mind can separate itself from this feeling and this possession, then the mind will see that all this good feeling, bad feeling, all the phenomenon come and go, and the mind become an observer. There are two types of observer, observing mind. There are two ways that you can create this mind that can become observer. If you can sense or you can observe that the mind move, then the mind would become an observer. You practice some object of practice, samma practice, and the mind move away from that object of practice. When the mind can see that the mind move from that object, the mind become an observer. The second way is you have to practice a deep meditation. When the mind can get into a deep state of meditation, the second level of jhana, then the mind can become an observer. And this is not something strange, something new. In the book of Buddhism, The book describes clearly that the mind, in its true nature, is an observer. The mind, our mind, your mind. When your mind observes something, your mind would not just observe, your mind would also fabricate good feeling, bad feeling, a reaction to whatever comes in contact to your mind. Only when the mind becomes a true observer, then the mind can see those three common characteristics, and the mind will see that the mind itself is suffering, and that is when the mind would truly let go, and the highest stage of enlightenment would occur to the mind. So, at the beginning, for beginner, your lesson is to just observe the mind move, the body move, the mind can observe. Body move, body breathing in, body breathing out, body move. The mind has good feeling, bad feeling. Just keep observing, and you will see that the mind that can observe actually arise and fall as well. The mind sometimes control, sometimes the mind relax. Everything keeps changing. Just keep observing your mind. One day, it will be your time that your mind will destroy itself, destroy its shell. This shell is the deepest defilement in your mind. It's ignorance. That is the last lesson that Long Po Dun taught Long Po. And Long Po said, if Long Po teach too much more than this, we all being quite lazy, we would not practice. If Long Po say destroy the mind, then somebody can understand it wrongly and try to actually literally destroy the mind. There was a monk who came and see Long Po and said, I have destroyed my mind. And Long Po said, come back, you actually destroy your mindfulness and your meditation. You are in the middle of the ocean and you destroy the ship. You don't destroy the ship. It should destroy itself when it's time. Time for breakfast. Remember it. One day you're gonna use this.